Okay, all right, let's move on then. I think I must have been interviewing council leaders for the last 11, 12 years, and it always comes up about bus routes. And a lot of people think that the council run the buses. It's obviously a private company. And over the years, there's obviously been various campaigns to save bus routes here in Milton Keynes.
Yeah, so we've just launched one, actually. We have found a little bit of money to put into some of the bus routes where people talk about them the most, and support the private operators to run them, because they would all be cut otherwise for a period of time. And in one sense, it's a little bit of a challenge to people, which is buses at the moment are run as private enterprises. They need to make a profit. I would love to be in the situation that Andy Burnham and the Greater Manchester Council leaders are, where I think this week they've launched their own new bus service called the B Bus Service, first publicly operated bus service in over 30 years, I think. I would love to be in that position, but we're not. We're at the discretion of Arriva and I think Red Rose and a couple of other private operators. So we're running a use it or lose it campaign, on like a love it or lose it campaign, so to speak.
And wasn't MK Connect designed to pick up some of these routes?
Not these routes.
Right.
MK Connect was there to pick up some of the routes that the operators have previously stopped doing.
Right.
And MK Connect has been really successful, actually, particularly in the rural areas, where actually buses had been cut a very long time ago. I think we've passed, I think, a million or a million and a half journeys recently. So that, it's been a real success story.
I think
there's been an issue, a little bit of an issue earlier on with reliability, and perhaps a little bit too much people booking it and thinking it's a taxi and it'll arrive up outside their house, as opposed to really it's a bus service, so it should go to the nearest bus stop, etc., etc. But it's been a success. But what it can't do, what it's never meant to do, is replace full passenger transport service. In the medium to long term, we are looking at introducing a tram system in Milton Keynes, particularly as the city starts to grow. And we're just talking about Shenley Park. One of the connection routes is reserved for a tram possibly to go through.
Do you think we'll ever see a tram in Milton Keynes?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. We're just having some cost studies done on
it
of how much it would cost to implement.
What do you think will come first, trams or flying cars?
I would say that hints a little bit of scepticism, Darren.
No, not at all. I just know that ever since I've been in Milton Keynes, which is what, 16, 17 years, the trams have always been talked about. You know, that tram as well from the train station through Midsummer Place.
Yeah.
You know, but it just seems to be that we're in a world now where we're a million miles away from trams.
Well, if we'd have signed the Grove deal, I think 4 or 5 years ago now, that was blocked by the previous MP, we might have been some way to actually building it. It won't be a traditional tram system, so it won't be overhead wires and rails in the ground. It will be what looks like a tram, but it's more likely to take advantage of technologies that have been developed over the past sort of half decade, electric, driverless, that sort of thing. So it will be a great system. And maybe we can come on at a different point and talk about
out.
It and,
yeah,
and show you the pictures of it and maybe get one of the experts in to talk about it as well. And it's not just for Milton Keynes. We're looking at maybe pushing it, say, up to Toaster and up to Northampton and out to Cranfield and down into...
I think we'll have to do a video on that, Peter, because I don't think the pictures have worked particularly well on the radio.
No, I mean, you have definitely got a face for radio, but it is lucky you've got your shirt on, unlike our local MP. You're not thinking of doing any thirst trap pits on MKFM Facebook page.
You're definitely conservative bashing today, aren't you?
I'm in the mood.
I'm going to turn that into a calendar for you for Christmas. You'll have to put it on your list of gifts.
I mean, one of the councillors in MKCC was very keen to point out that he did not take those pictures.
Right.
But back to trams.
Just a quick question. What's the value that you have to declare a gift?
I don't know, 50 quid, 25 quid,
right, okay,
like that.
Well, I'm going to make sure that calendar is 60 quid, so you have to make a note of it on your received gifts, a calendar of Ben Everett in his boxer shorts.
No comment.
Okay. Listen, I know that you've got to go, and I don't want to cut short. You know, about the trams, it'd be good to do a dedicated bus wise.
Yeah, we're running this campaign. It's really important that at the moment we can't franchise buses, we can't run our own buses, they can't run at a loss. So, if any of those services within the Use It or Lose It campaign is in your area, I would say, please consider. It might not even be like every day you use the bus. Use the bus a little bit more frequently and that will save them. But we are looking and we're trying to look at other options, say community buses, where groups of people can get together, perhaps with sort of the backing of the care home or whatever it is, and run a community bus from a point like Care Village to the local shops a couple of times a week. We're looking at how we can help support those community buses with parish councils, town councils, but public transport in this country is a bit of a mess at the moment, but we're doing our best.